Well, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call on this marvelous, mighty Monday, where we're giving the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. This is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you all this morning. I bless each and every one of you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are a mighty God, and you are true, and you're living, and you're faithful to us, and we just come to magnify your great name. Oh, hallelujah. We bless you like never before on this day. And, Lord, we commend our morning to be blessed. Hallelujah. We speak to every way to align yourself with the mighty, 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 wonderful word of God in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and any that shall rise against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn us. We lay at your feet. Father, we just give you the glory that's due your name in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that you continually, Lord, hand of your outstretched arm lay upon them, God, your very blessings like never before, one by one, name by name. Father, we lift up Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa on this. Father, we ask, Lord, that you do the same. Exceedingly, abundantly, and below, we can ask for things. Lord, continue to bless them with your wisdom, with your understanding. And Father God, with your love, God, Lord, allow your agape love, oh Father God, to flow in their life, oh God, and restore unto them, God, what they have poured out, Father. I thank you for every person on this line on today, God, that you see about them in a special way, Father. Lord, whatever their request, Lord, that they make known unto you today, God, we thank you right now that the prayers are answered, Father, because we know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, oh Father. And Lord, as we come together as one in the power of agreement, God, we thank you right now for what you're doing. We thank you for the testimony coming forth, Father. We bless you, Lord. We love you on today. And Father, we will have no other way. God bless you in Jesus' name. And that's of our prayer, and we turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Prayer General, take it away.
Praise God, praise God, praise God for the great and wonderful things he is doing on this marvelous Monday. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting. And I tell you, you guys, you could get on early in the morning, like 15 minutes before time. God is doing an awesome work here on the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Keisha, say welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. And I briefly will tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 in October by our dynamic, wonderful women of God who said yes to the Master, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with that, they stood on God's word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And I tell you, God is doing a great work on this call to do just that. We do have a website you can go to. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. You'll notice all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And the theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, we also have the directives of our fast that we're on, and today is day 31, where we are fasting and praying and believing God to do great and wonderful things in the midst of artist life, as well as the midst of the TMC family, and even in your family. We're just believing God to do great and mighty things. Now, many of you may feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter or as a host, or you may even have a word. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, also, you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to the same info@themasterscall.net. Now, let me briefly share with you what brought us all together, and it is this dynamic health and wellness company called Artist Life. It started off as Artist International, which was originated by the Diaz de Leon family, Antonio Diaz de Leon. And we're so thankful to God that he said yes to the master. And it's been in existence over 29 years now. We're now under Artist Life with his son, Alejandro, and his beautiful daughter-in-law, Elvia, who are doing great and wonderful things in the midst of this company. So get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share with you the information about Artist Life. Now, after this call is the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday, and where a team of great leaders are giving great information on the products as well as the benefits of them. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Now, today is Inspirational Monday, where our very own Dr. Vanessa, Pastor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be delivering the message. You definitely want to tell everybody to get on, because I know she has a dynamic word from the Lord. And that again, that number again is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Now, if you have like T-Mobile, Metro, PCS, or Booster, that may prohibit you from dialing in without a charge, here is a bypass number. It's 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Well, probably at the end I'll share, oh, we got extravaganza. Let me just give you an input on that. We have Extravaganza 2019 that's taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Luxor Hotel. That's March 29th through the 31st. You definitely want to be in the place. You could go to your to extravaganza.artistlife.com and get your tickets and be in the place. We are so excited to be there. We're going to have a great directives and information, as well as service on Sunday morning, where our very own Silver Fox, we call her, Minister Jacqueline Henderson, will be the speaker of the hour. So we thanking God right now in advance that he's going to do the great and mighty things at that event. Well, now, so we won't prolong the time. We're just going to go more into praise and worship. We feel led of the Lord that God is going to do a great work during this hour. And today being, this month being Black History Month, I just want to share just a little bit about inventors, Black history on inventors. God has placed many Black inventors in among us. And just to name a few, Garrett Augustus Morgan Sr., he was the African-American inventor and businessman, as well as an influential political leader. And he was noted as originating the gas mask, which was named the smoke hood. And not only that, he discovered a chemical hair processing and straightening solution. Then there's Marie Van Britten Brown, who was the originator of the home security system in 1966, along with her husband, Albert Brown. And it was patented in 1969. And she was born in Jamaica, Queens, New York. Well, with that, I want to share this platform with our wonderful songbird. And before she comes, I want to share this scripture, Galatians 6 and 4. And this is the Message Bible. It says, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into it. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. Praise the Lord. So now I'll turn it over to our songbird, Minister Tiffany, as we start off this praise and worship.
Amen. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things that he is doing in 2019. God, morning to each of you. We thank you for joining us this morning on the Master's Call. And those of you who were on Friday, the message was, I choose to believe and I expect God for great things. And I'm telling you, he's been doing it. Friday, Saturday, Sunday just gets a little bit higher. And so this day I said, you know what, let's go ahead and just continue where we left off on Friday, but just take it up to another level. So I'm going to ask my sister who I just see God raising up, and she walks in the divine healing of God. I'm going to ask Minister Sharon Stowers if she would just come to us right now and just minister our song that we've been standing and decreeing and believing God for. And then I'm just going to come back on the line and just talk to you about, and I'll just say, put this out right now. The question is for today, are you available? Are you available? Are you positioned? Are you postured? Are you prepared to receive the great things that God has for you? Are you available? Matthew 5 and 16 in the ESV version says, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Minister Sharon, can you come at this time?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Woman of God, the platform is yours.
Thank you. I've been saying those three words, prepared, postured, and positioned, for some reason all weekend myself. And he is doing and has done great things already in my life. Thank you guys for praying over me and lifting me up. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things, great things in my life. You do great things in my home. You do great things and all around. You do great things, and eyes haven't seen, but I choose to believe in great things. My eyes have not seen, but I choose to believe in great things. Our eyes have not seen, but we choose to believe in great things. Hallelujah. Back to you, Minister Tiffany Songbird. Minister Tiffany.
I'm expecting God for great things. I mean, great things, great and mighty things has he done. And so God is a faithful God. God is a marvelous God. God is a magnificent God. And God is ready to bless you. But the question is, are you available to him? Are you available to be used by the Lord as we're going through this consecration, a time of surrender and submission to God? Have you made yourself available to God? Have you allowed your hands to be available so that you can be used by God. Minister Brenda just got through talking to us about inventors. Do you know some of you are sitting on this line right now, and there are things that you need to make. There are things that you need to create. Why? Because God has already downloaded the blessing in your hand, and he's ready for you to use your hands to bake those things. He's asking you to use your hand to make those things, to create those things that he has blessed and gifted your hands with. He's blessed your hands to have products in it that are not just supposed to be closed up and kept to you, but he gave you a platform from Artist Life to go share with others the blessing that you have in your hands. If we say that these products are the best products on this side of heaven, then hallelujah, open up your hands and open up your mouth and share them with someone. When you hear someone saying that they have a headache, or where you hear somebody saying that their blood pressure is high, or their cholesterol is high, or they're constipated and being constipated for 3 and 4 days and 3 and 4 weeks, then you got the solution in your hands. But are you willing to share it? Are you available to share it with your eyes? What is it that you see that you know the Lord tells you to go fix that thing? Go ahead and make the correction. Don't wait for nobody else to come, because nobody else is coming. But if you see it, don't complain about it. Just fix it yourself if it's fixable. What about your ears? What are you hearing in your ear gates? What are you allowing to be spoken into your ear gates? In this time, are you hearing from the Lord? Are you allowing your ears to be open so that he can speak to you, so that he can give you some downloads, and so that he can give you some instructions on what it is that you need to do? What are you using your voice for? No, you don't have to sing like me, and you can't sing like me. Why? Because he created me to be Tiffany. And so whatever comes out of my mouth is the tone, is the voice that he has given us. But I heard someone say, I believe it was Victoria on the New Morning Motivational Call, that when you sing a song every day, that helps with your aging process. So it doesn't matter how it sounds. It's a matter of what you're singing from your soul, from the depths of your heart. What songs are you singing? See, every day you got to have a new song. See, Minister Sharon started this thing up last week with I'm expecting great things, and so on time for this season and where we are in this fast time. During this fast, we are expecting great things from God. God is a mighty God. God has blessed us. He has kept us. He has brought us into another year. He has brought us into the second month of February of 2019. But have we postured, are we prepared for what God would have us to do in this year? Yes, we are expecting God to do great things. But like I said, it starts with your belief. It starts with your choices. It starts with your decisions. Are you using your feet to go where God is having you to go? Are you walking to where God would have you to walk? Are you even walking at all? During the course of this fast, she said, no meats, no breads, no sweets, no alcoholic treats. But I'm saying, what are you doing with your feet? You know, we got to walk it out sometimes. We got to walk out those situations. Sometimes I find myself getting up and just walking and pacing the floor. And I used to see my grandmother do that, but you know, I didn't ever ask any questions, because she would say, girl, you better sit over there and be quiet. I would just watch her, and she would just be pacing the floor. And I don't know if she was praying to God or whatever, but she would just sometimes just pace the floor. She would not say anything, but she would just pace that floor. Walk it out sometimes. I'm telling you, whatever you're going through, whatever those situations are, walk it out and watch God work it out. Walk it out and watch God work it out. Walk it out and watch God work it out. Hallelujah. Some of you haven't even walked around the corner. Walk around the corner today. Walk up and down your driveway. If it's raining outside, don't let that the weather stop you. Walk up and down the stairs a couple of times. But it requires, our temples require us to do some work. Faith cannot be faith if you don't have corresponding action going with it. Yes, we trust God. Yes, we believe God. But we got to work. Work it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. Work it out. Walk it out. Work it out. And watch God, because he's ready to bless us with some great and mighty things. Yes, he's blessing us every day. We're blessed already. Why? Because we woke up this morning and we were able to see and to hear from God. We're able to see him. His presence is right here, right now. You should be able to feel him right now. Hallelujah. He is healer. He is deliverer. He is a way maker. He is a miracle worker. He is all of that. He said that I am whatever you need me to be. If you need a lawyer, I am that. If you need a doctor, I am that. If you need a healer, I am that. If you need somebody to provide for you, I am that. If you need someone to hug you, I am that. If you need a comforter, I am that. If you need some peace, I am that. If you need some joy, I am that. But are you prepared for what God has planned and purpose for your life? Are you prepared? What posture are you in? What posture are you in? Are you postured to receive, or have you shut down? Are you open to those who come to you? How is your attitude? Do you know some of us go out from our homes after this call, like me? I go out into the marketplace. I walk through the streets to get to the train to go to work. I come across so many people, and I don't just pass them by. I intentionally do not pass them by. I say God morning to them. If it's morning, if it's afternoon, I say God afternoon to them, God evening. They don't know what I said. They say, what did you just say? And I have to explain to them why I say that. Or just, if that's not what you say, say hello. Good morning. Great morning to you. It don't have to always be a good morning. It's a great morning because we woke up. It's what you speak out of your mouth that will manifest itself. Great morning. So make your day great. Command your morning so that it can be great. I say God morning because God said, Tiffany, it don't have to be a good morning, but I need you to say that it's a God morning because I need you to always put me first. So no, it doesn't have to be a good morning for Tiffany Lauderdale, but it is a God morning. And when somebody asks me how I'm doing, no, I'm not going to just be good. Oh, I'm okay. No, I'm awesome and I can't help it. And so are you. I'm wonderful and I can't help it. And so are you. I'm blessed and I can't help it. And so are you. What are you speaking out of your mouth? I am manifesting who I am out of my mouth. I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made, and great things are happening in my life and in Talon's life. I am speaking and decreeing those things out. So you declare a thing and watch God manifest that thing. Don't hold it inside. Speak it out. But the question is, are you available? You gave me my hand to reach out to man, to show him your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears. I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but can I wipe away their tears? You gave me my voice to speak your word, to sing all your praises to those who never heard. And with my eyes I see a need for more availability. I see hearts that have been broken, so many people to be free. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say, do Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. To God be the glory. Allow yourself to be available to God and choose to believe and expect him for great things. Back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, glory to God, glory to God. Praise the Almighty God. Lord, I am available to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, our songbird. And thank you, Minister Sharon, for sharing that rendition of greater to us this morning. We thank God for each of you. We thank God for his awesomeness. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. And Father, before the earth was set in place and the seas were set in place, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the desire, the hopes, and have planted in our hearts, Father, that the means to do the work that you called us to do. Lord, we make ourselves available as we sit at your feet. And you told us in all our ways acknowledge you. You will direct our paths. And we thank you for this woman of God who has poured into us and reminded us we need to make ourselves available, because you said in your word that he that believes in you, the works that you do, we shall do also. And then greater works shall we do because you went to the Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for being confident of this very thing, that the works that you have begun in us, you will finish it. You will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the great works that you're doing in Karen, Lord God, and in her body, Father. We call her healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. Two or three of us more are here on this call, touching and agreeing and believing that from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, she is healed by the blood of the Lamb. Even Nash, Father, and all those children in St. Jude, we're calling them healed. Lord, we expect the greater works that go forth because we're standing on your word. We thank you, Father God, for touching and strengthening her family, her parents, Father God, and minister to them in such a great way, their grandparents, Father God. We know, Father God, that the works that you're doing in them, Father, greater, is standing tall like never before. Father God, we lift up Brother Lester as he go through cataract surgery. Father God, we call him healed and whole. All is well, and surgery is going well because you are in the midst. We thank you for he and his wife, Lord God. Strengthen and keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. Thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon for restoring his body, Father God. We call him healed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. No weapon formed against him will prosper. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you in this hour, in this season. And all that are on this call, Lord, we thank you that you're blessing them in every way. We strengthen and place your word within each of our hearts, Father God. We thank you that you're watching over your word to perform everything for our good and for your glory. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, God is doing a great work and greater works he's ready to do in each of us. Please share this message with someone. That the playback number is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. And the next is the new moon, a motivational call, where it's Inspirational Monday with our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone and giving us that profound prayer, as well as Minister Tiffany, Minister Sharon. I tell you, you guys are just awesome in the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for giving us that word, and continue to allow the Lord to use you. And thank you, TMC family, for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I ask you, Minister Tiffany, if you will come back and close us out with the benediction. Praise the Lord, Minister Tiffany. Well, Father, we just thank you that you are doing great and mighty things. We honor you, we praise you, we bless your name, Father God. And everyone with the sound to the sound of my voice, Lord God, I thank you that they will go forth doing the greater works, because greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. And we thank you, we honor you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we say, hallelujah and amen. Have a wonderful day.